Good morning. Welcome back to When Heaven Speaks, where we silence the noise of the world and tune into the voice of the Father. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13 from the Passion Translation. Return to me with all your heart. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Rend your hearts, not just your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you with open hearts and listening spirits. Thank you for being a God who never gives up on us, who leaves the light on when we drift, and who calls us back with compassion and grace. Today, we silence every voice of guilt, every voice of shame, and every distraction so we can hear heaven speak. Let this moment be the message. Let it be a movement, not just a message, more than a message, but let this be a movement in our soul. Stir up the desire to return, stir up the desire to realign, and the desire to restore. We declare that this episode will mark a divine turning point. The weary will be refreshed, the distant will be drawn near, and the broken will be healed. Speak clearly, Holy Spirit. We're listening in Jesus' name. Amen. In today's episode, we will discuss the sound of the return. We're diving into a sacred word that heaven still speaks, and heaven is speaking, come back. No matter how far you've wandered, no matter what's been lost, he's still calling you home. Yes, you, my brother. Yes, you, my sister. We often think return means rejection, that God is shaking his head in disappointment. But heaven's door is still open. The porch light is still on. Point one of this is heaven doesn't slam the door. It leaves the light on. The light is left on for you. Joel 2 shows us that God is not looking for perfection. He's after your heart. See, leaving the light on is an image of welcome, of hope, of expectation. I can imagine that prodigal son's father, the loving father who had that prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. He left the light on. It's what a parent does when they're waiting for their child to come home. It's a silent way of saying, you're still wanted. You're still welcome. I haven't given up on you. When we say heaven leaves the light on, we're saying God's presence is still accessible. He hasn't locked the door because of your mistakes. You don't have to break back in through religious performances. He's still near, he's still listening, and he's still waiting. When we say heaven lights is still on, we're saying God's love hasn't grown cold. The light isn't dimmed by your detour. The father in Luke 15 saw his son a long way off, which means he was watching. He was expecting. He was believing for his return. Therefore, when he saw his son from a distance, he ran to him. God is running to you as you return. God's plan is still in motion. The light isn't just about forgiveness, it's about your future. Your seat at the table wasn't given away. Heaven is still ready to pick up where you left off, but with more grace and more clarity and more purpose than before. In a world that cancels people out, God covers them. In a culture that throws people out, God draws people in. Some people listening here have been afraid to pray again. Yeah, I feel you. You've been afraid and ashamed to return to church, or even unsure if you can still be used by God, but the light is still on. So whether you feel like you've drifted away a little or a lot, don't be ashamed to talk to God. Don't let shame talk you out even of your return. God is not only waiting, he's watching. The light is on. Come home. Many again are walking around burnt out, spiritually detached, ashamed to come back to church or to prayer because life took a toll on you. We have a saying, life be lifing, but God doesn't say, clean up before you come back. He says, come back so I can clean you up. God isn't intimidated by how far you went. By how far you went, again, by how far you went, he's moved by how quickly you return. Here's my point two. Returning starts in the heart, not the calendar. God says in Joel chapter 2, verse 13, according to the Passion Translation, don't tear your garments in grief, but tear your hearts instead. In other words, he's saying real repentance isn't about religious performance. It's about internally surrendering. Will you surrender today? You can't schedule the transformation. You must surrender to it. You can't say, hey, I'll wait on Sunday. You're listening to my voice today because God has called you. Some of us are waiting for the right season to come back to God when we're less busy, when we're not struggling, when we feel more spiritual. But heaven isn't waiting for a perfect calendar day. It's waiting for an open heart today. God is not impressed with appearance. He's moved by authenticity. You don't need to fix everything to come back. You just need to open up everything, everything. Come home. God is calling you. Here's my point three. The return releases restoration. When you return to God, you don't just receive forgiveness. You trigger restoration. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. Passion Translation says, I will restore to you, yes, you, the years that the locusts have eaten. That's just not comfort. That's a promise. A bold declaration from heaven that your return isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of divine recovery. I prophesy to you right now that God wants you to have divine recovery. But it starts with your return. There could be no restoration without repentance. And there could be no restoring, no restoration without you turning back home. God wants you to turn home. Restoration isn't just about getting back what was lost. It's about getting back more than what was taken. When God restores, he does it with interest. He redeems the time, rebuilds what is broken, and breathes fresh light into what you thought was once dead. See, in today's world, so many feel like too much time has passed. Maybe you've lost years to addiction, to depression, to heartbreak, to compromise, or even fear. Maybe you walked away from purpose, calling, or even a relationship with God. And now shame whispers, it's too late. It's too late. But God says, now is the time. I can restore it all. Repent, run to God, and allow God to restore you. Again, I tell you, repent. That means say, God, I'm sorry. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. Run to God. Don't just stay where you are. Go to him and allow God to restore you. God says, now is the time. Your loss years can be lunch years. Your wilderness can become your witness. Your return can be the revival of everything that the enemy thought was finished. God doesn't just restore things. He restores you, your confidence, your hope, your creativity, your spiritual hunger, your identity. It's not just about what you're getting back. But it's also about who you are becoming again. Will you declare after me, I am becoming. And what are you becoming? God's original intention about your life. God's original purpose. I want you to make this declaration after me. I'm not too far. Come on, say it. It's not too late. God is restoring me from the inside out. Everything the enemy devoured, my peace, my passion, my purpose, God is restoring it better than before. So I believe this, if you've been standing in the rubble of what was, it's time to return and rebuild with God. Work with God. The same God who waited for you will now walk with you into more than enough. You're not being tolerated. But what is happening? You've been transformed. And I feel right now many people are being transformed as you listen to this word today. Let us pray. Father, thank you for calling us back. Thank you that your heart is open and your mercy still flows. Today we return fully, honestly, and humbly. Restore what was lost. Redeem what was broken. Revive what was dry. We say yes to your voice again. In Jesus' name, amen. If this episode stirred something in you, I want to hear from you. Don't wait. Be accountable. Speak up. Email us at mylotva@gmail.com. Mylotva@gmail.com. Turn the volume down of shame and turn your heart up to the heaven. He's still speaking. He's speaking. Return. Until next time, keep listening, because when heaven speaks, everything changes. Blessings unto you.